Literary Detective Thursday Next also deals with fictional murderers, although not in the way you might expect. Thursday is the creation of British author Jasper Ford. She polices an alternate version of England in which great and not so great literature has a physical existence. You can read your way into, say, Jane Eyre, and if you were feeling villainous, kidnap Jane and hold her for ransom. Jasper Ford's latest book is Something Rotten. He joins us now from Denver, Colorado. Mr. Ford, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Hello.
Now, you've created a world in which real people and fictional characters move freely in and out of books. But there are other differences between Thursday's world and ours. Could you talk a little bit about that?
It's a world in which people love literature. So there's a sort of parallel universe where people are very much more well-educated but no less violent. So I sort of have this sort of fictional world in which the crimes are more to do with literary matters than they are to do with sort of drug dealing and stuff like that.
You also have time travel, and you have parallel universes that are not necessarily part of the fictional construct.
Yeah, well, Thursday's world is very different. There's a sort of parallel universe as regards history. Wales is a socialist republic. There's no royalty in Thursday's world. There's a president for life, George Formby. It's all very sort of strange. The Crimean War is still on, and the Russians have won it, and they had to give up Tunbridge Wells for war reparations.
You say that in this alternate universe, there is a great love of literature. The writers and the characters in books are sort of the pop stars of this world, but there don't seem to be pop stars in this world.
I think everybody realizes that they are fictional, and I think the idea with Thursday being able to travel into fiction is quite a sort of separate deal to what people know is happening. She belongs to a policing agency within fiction known as Juris Fiction. And the idea there is to try and keep the narrative on the straight and narrow, because any character in a book who is a minor character would obviously want a sort of slightly better deal for themselves. So they're always trying to make their part slightly bigger. And it's people like Thursday, who's travelling inside fiction, to try and make sure that this doesn't happen and books stay as the author intended them.
Your latest book is Something Rotten.
Yes.
Not surprisingly, Hamlet appears. But this is not a remake of the play.
No, he's just, he's rather concerned, Hamlet, that he's been misrepresented as something of a ditherer in the outside world.
And
he's
wishy-washy, sort of just we would say in American
politics.
Wishy-washy. Flip-flop.
Yeah, flip-flop, exactly. That, you know, he's not a man of action. Of course, Hamlet, you know, to himself, he thinks he is, you know, a sort of charismatic man of action. So he's a little bit annoyed. And I think he might sort of look at a bit of sort of conflict resolution, you know, to try and deal with this this problem with his uncle.
Could you read us a bit from the new book?
Sure. Well, since we've been talking about Hamlet, I'll read a little section about Hamlet. Well, if you were to take Hamlet into a popular brand of coffee shop, you may have a little bit of a problem asking what he wants, because there's so much choice, isn't there? But that's the section I'll read. Okay, here we go. What will you have, Hamlet? That's Thursday talking, of course. What is there? Well, espresso, mocha, latte, white mocha, hot chocolate, decaf, recaf, no caf, some caf, extra caf, galliacino. What's the matter? Hamlet had started to tremble, a look of pain and hopelessness on his face as he stared wild-eyed at the huge choice laid out in front of him. To espresso or to latte? That is the question, he muttered, his free will evaporating rapidly. I'd ask Hamlet for something he couldn't easily supply, a decision. Whether 'tis tastier on the palate to choose white mocha over plain, he continued in a rapid garble, or to take a cup to go, or a mug to stay, or extra cream, or have nothing, and by opposing the endless choice, end one's heartache. Hamlet, I said sharply, cut it out, to froth, to sprinkle, perchance to drink, and in that, he'll have a mocha with extra cream, please. Hamlet stopped abruptly once the burden of decision was taken from him. Sorry, he said, rubbing his temples, I don't know what came over me. All of a sudden, I had this overwhelming desire to talk for a very long time without actually doing anything. So, take Hamlet into a coffee shop. That's what happens.
Very clever and very funny.
Thank you.
But you know, there are some pretty rotten puns in Something Rotten and in the rest of your books as well. I've been amused by the character names: Torque, Armada, and then there's Acheron, Hades, and his little brother Styx.
Yes, that's right. Yes, yeah. Famous actor, Piano Keys.
There
one of my favorites. You know.
This is very literate silliness.
It is on one hand, but then I think on the other isn't. I think it's very important to point out that you don't have to really know Hamlet or any classics really well to have fun with my books. There's an awful lot of just thriller and crime and a bit of horror and the Western genre, sort of just good old-fashioned sort of, you know, Python silliness. The Hamlet has just jumped in there because I kind of like the idea of playing with these sort of icons of sort of Shakespearean literature.
You've been churning these books out at a remarkable rate. What's next?
The next book will be, we're going sort of leaving Thursday for a while, and I'm doing a murder mystery, a sort of police procedural with Humpty Dumpty as the victim. Because I've always wondered, you know, why he fell off the wall. Was it, you know, an accident, suicide, murder? And I think there's a lot more to that story that needs to be told.
Jasper Ford is the author of the Thursday Next Detective series. His newest book is called Something Rotten. He lives in Wales, and we reached him in Denver. Jasper Ford, thank you very much.
No, you're welcome. Thank you very much indeed.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.